Stanbury's boys will be the top-seeded team of the district basketball tournament that will be at Mid-Buchanan next week. Stanbury has been able to win their last three and have Gallatin tonight before they go to the district tournament against Polo. Nick Groomer said basketball coach of the Bulldogs had the crossover game. This was going to be for the conference championship against Trenton at Trenton. Since we visited last, coach, it was a 51-49 Trenton win. And you probably have, as long as you've been coaching, but I can't recall, at least in recent years, where you've had to suffer a last-second shot that went ahead and beat you. I know you've had some that didn't go in that would have won the game where you didn't win, but I don't know if you've had any that have been quite as tough to take as probably the one that you had with Trenton.
No, we haven't. And, you know, at that point in time, I felt that they had fouls to give, and they were trying to foul us. And then they didn't get a foul called, and they ended up getting a steal out of it, which is what I would have. If I'm on the other side, I would say foul them on the floor so they don't get free throws. End up working out for them, and they hit a pretty good shot.
All right. Bounce back from that, though, against South Harrison and beat South Harrison, won 67-46, although I guess South Harrison played fairly well in the first quarter and a half against you.
Yeah, they played well. I mean, they came out and matched our energy, and we had a little trouble stopping them on defense. You know, we've been really working on, you know, cutting people's points down per quarter, and we didn't do it that night, probably on the fact that they were making some shots and making it difficult on us.
All right, the next game was Trenton that was, a week later, same site. I would assume the rosters were the same, or it was the same collection of players. I don't know if anybody was necessarily out. I would think that if there were any differences, the meaning of the game was a little bit different. I would think, based on the last game, that Stanbury probably went into that game fairly motivated as well. And the result was also different, too. You won 63-51, and, well, you always kept a margin against them?
You know, first quarter we ended up getting up four. I think halftime we were still up four, and we made a decent little run in the third quarter to kind of put it up to double digits, and we kind of kept it there the third and fourth quarter on. But it really reminded me of the first game, because it seemed like that at halftime of the first time we played a week before, it was a four-point game at halftime. It seemed like it was just right there. And we did a couple things differently than we did the week before and made some adjustments, and motivation was part of it, and it kind of felt like we finally got over the hump, got our second win in the season, and started moving from there.
All right, because that propelled you then into Maysville on Tuesday night, beat Maysville 62-40, and a couple things, the score would indicate a couple things. It won the margin, because outside of Trenton, the only team that's been able to get that kind of a margin against Maysville, because Maysville's a young team this year, but boy, they're solid, and they certainly do know what they want to do. Coach Carter keeps talking about them believing in their system, and regardless win or lose, and they're about .500 this year, it is clear that those players do play into that system.
They do. You know, they know their role. Each one that comes on the floor, and they do their role the right way. They never give up, you know. And we came out again, kind of motivated, and I think we were up 38-10 at halftime, and kind of put it in cruise control from there, which I don't like us doing. But from there, then Maysville just didn't give up and kept chipping away, and they really beat us the second half.
Okay, Gallatin's going to be next. You get a Gallatin team tonight that has been well. They certainly don't mind, they're a team that has played some interesting games this year, and the fact that they've played them their way into a deficit and come back. They have given up a big lead and come back, so it's not as if, I guess the best way to put it, it's rarely stagnant whenever those guys are on the floor.
Yeah, I haven't seen them a whole lot. I've just kind of heard a couple coaches talk about them. You know, they sound like they're pretty streaky. You know, from times they can shoot the ball well and times they can't. So that's something that we can't be streaky. We just have to be consistent throughout the night and starting from the get-go, from quarter one, which we've done the last two games. We're really emphasizing how we start the game. If we can start the game the right way and then see, you know, if we can, you know, hopefully get them on that cold streak to start with, that would really help.
Yeah, when you say that when you try to stay away from streakiness, the best way to do that, at least offensively, is to take really high percentage shots, I would assume.
Yeah, and we know where we make our money at is down by the basket, and we just can't go away from that. Even when other teams, plan for that and pack it in, we just got to find ways to score still around there, and even and not settle for outside shots too early.
All right, Ted, the district tournament, that'll be next week. You're a top seed team there, but, because you're Class 2 this year, it's just a different composition of teams. I assume that you're going to approach it the same way, but it will be a little different.
It's going to be a lot different. We've played Maysville, we're going to play Gallatin, and I've seen Princeton play in person, and that's just about it. The rest of the teams I haven't seen play. I'll try to get film on them, but I'm used to seeing teams two or three times and then going to districts and having scouting reports on them already and not having to do too much work this last week and a half. But I'm going to have to do a lot of work, planning for Polo, and then if we would make it by them, either a Plattsburgh or a Princeton, and it's going to be a lot of teams that we haven't seen a whole lot of, and that's going to be difficult for us.
It's Nick Roemer, head basketball coach of Stanbury.